This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, I wonder what's in the minds of some of the folks who have been out protesting against Israel and essentially being pro-Hamas. You know, it still just boggles my mind. It just doesn't make any sense, because obviously the people in Gaza are being subjugated to a great degree by Hamas and the terrorist organizations. They have a propaganda lock on a lot of these people, and it's a bad deal all around. But to somehow believe that Israel deserved what Hamas did, or that Hamas somehow they're freedom fighters, or, you know, they're just George Washington. That's just the way it is. I don't buy that. Do you buy that? I don't think that you do. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we race into and rocket into this weekend edition of the program. And this program's a little bit different from what we do throughout the week, Monday through Friday, as the program can be heard at different times, time slots throughout the weekend. You might hear it in the middle of the day. You might hear an hour or two or an hour or two here or there. The weekend edition, and also, well, we do something else too on the weekend edition. We sort of let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. We have a little more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's possible, because we have a lot of fun on the show, and we really enjoy talking with people. And by the way, also, the telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And if you'd like as well to send me a direct message, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And you can use the Send Kyle a Direct Message link if you'd like to send me a direct message. And of course, also, we're broadcasting this morning to our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, I should say. And we're broadcasting by way of Southern California from my vantage point on the Pacific Rim. And we're also broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates out there. And we're up on the satellite with GCN this morning. And if you'd like to listen to a live stream, simply go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. And if you're working in the overnights, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're with us, because we are the home for news and politics overnight in America. And speaking of the telephone number, I think we have line one. And line one, you're on the air. Good morning. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle, this is Tony. I just want to say one thing, man.
Sure. Tony, thanks for calling back.
Motown. That's okay. No, thank you for taking my call, Kyle.
Sure.
Motown is the best bumper music, Kyle. That's the best bumper music, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey,
take care of business, man.
All right. Thank you. Tony in Tampa. Yeah, I love Motown, by the way. And so, yeah, we'll definitely see. One of the great things that we're able to do a little bit behind the scenes as well is to introduce some elements like that. So the bumper music is, of course, many of you who know me, have known me for a long time. You know that music's a big part of my life. And I like all kinds of music. music, by the way. And we get to play a little bit of an eclectic batch here on the program, especially when it comes to the Truckers Highway and Byway, the Trucker Traveler Report. We always try to find something that'll kind of pump you up. We always try to find something that's going to be sort of lift you up a little bit. But I appreciate that, Tony. And yes, we will find some great Motown because, and by the way, it's the Motown sound and the songs that were coming out back in the heyday and so forth. Those are the kinds of songs that you hear and immediately you have this sort of reaction to it, and obviously a good reaction to it, because it sort of gets down, you know, into your very being, and you just have to move, and you just have to sing along, and a lot of great songs there. So thank you, Tony. I appreciate it very, very much. We always appreciate suggestions, especially song suggestions like that. All right, well, folks, once again, we are broadcasting live in the overnights across America, 949-822-7959. I kind of like the way that rolls off the tongue, by the way. 822-7959, area code 949. And we hope that you'll be calling in and being part of the program this morning. So once again, we've got obviously what's happening in Israel, but there's other news obviously that's been going on. The issues, of course, with Jim Jordan, the issues of trying to get a Speaker of the House. You know, at the time, I think a lot of people sort of applauded Matt Gaetz. Well, you know, he's laying down the gauntlet on this. But it has kind of spiraled out of control to a great degree, only because without an elected speaker, it becomes much more difficult for our country to respond to these very quick changing events. Now, that being said, there is the idea of trying to empower the Speaker pro tem with more abilities at this time, but that's not really a long-term solution in this. They certainly need to bear down and get something done here, because if we don't have an elected Speaker, and by the way, don't forget, right, the Speaker of the House is also second in line to the presidency after the Vice President. So continuity of government comes into play. The notion of what happens if comes into play, and as we see, events can move very, very quickly. So whatever these impasses are at this point, it's very difficult to get something through the Senate, by the way. So the focus has to be on keeping the House and expanding the majority in the House. And also then, of course, taking back the Senate clearly so that the legislation can get through both houses or both chambers. And then, of course, the piece de resistance has to be getting the presidency. This is a laser beam mission that has to happen, folks. Otherwise, it's all for naught. So hopefully Republicans are going to get the ability to elect a speaker sooner than later. But you know what's going to happen sooner than later? We're going to be back right after this short break. Pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, 949-822-7959. That's our brand new call-in number for the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so much more to tell you about as we go through this weekend edition of the show. And that's right. Well, we're heading out in a rambler, so to speak. We really are. It's been a great week, by the way, here on the program, because we were able to finish some of those things that we needed to do behind the scenes, so we could get live back on the radio again. We didn't have to do any more best ofs or pre-recorded programs, and so that's exciting. We've got our new telephone system in line. That's exciting. And we have you. That's exciting. Because that's why we're doing this program, folks, and that's why we have so many things to do every day. It's an interesting kind of thing, because as you go through your day, you're always looking at the news, and you're looking at the different things, and you're preparing for the show. But it gets really exciting when the mic goes live and you're out there and I'm here on the microphone and we're getting callers. It is really, really something special. And we have you to thank for that. And I'm glad that you're going along with us here. All right. So we do have other news to tell you about, but I did catch this editorial This is from the Las Vegas Review Journal, and of course, we are very excited, our listeners in the Las Vegas area, including Henderson. We heard from Neil and Henderson on the Friday edition of the program, listening on 101.5 KDON. And definitely glad to have you with us there this morning. They're in the Las Vegas area. And I'll tell, you know, by the way, as we go through things, I'll tell probably all of my Las Vegas stories. As I said before, I could make it to Las Vegas. I think I made it once in about 4.5 hours from Orange County. So, yeah, we were flying, but it was good. And sometimes, though, sometimes it's not so much the speed to get across the desert, because I really do love the desert. I love driving through it. Sometimes you kind of take your time, and you can still stop and eat if you want to and do whatever you need to do. But when you come around the bend and you start looking down and you see, like, for example, especially if you're driving in at night, then you're going to see the big beam coming up out of Luxor, which I've stayed there as well before. But you see that big beam of light coming up, and then you know, hey, we're almost there. We're almost there. But it's off in the distance. It takes longer than you think. But that's a cool sight, especially at night. Also with all the other new great things that they have there along the Las Vegas Strip. So there are people walking around right now. It's 12:21 a.m. in Las Vegas. And I'll bet you anything, the Strip is pretty crowded. People walking all around, maybe watching the fountains there at Bellagio, maybe going up in the Eiffel Tower and so forth. So it's a lot of fun. All right, so Las Vegas Review Journal, their editorial: civilian casualties, part of the plan for Hamas. Early news reports are the first draft of history. And this is, again, coming from Las Vegas Review Journal as an editorial. Early news reports are the first draft of history, and Hamas's effort to blame Israel for an explosion at a Gaza hospital are collapsing under scrutiny. And, of course, this has been going on throughout this week. It's also vital to understand that there's a vast gulf between trying to minimize civilian casualties and encouraging them as a propaganda tool. Hundreds were killed Tuesday in Gaza City at a hospital. When this was written, it's more likely now that it is much less than that. So that in and of itself is a good thing, because no matter what, if it was hundreds of people killed, it's still a tragedy in and of itself. But all the indications were that it was not Israel that carried out this particular explosion or bombing or what have you. And by the way, I just want to parenthetically say here, I think Joe Biden said something about, well, it turned out it was the other team. The other what? the other what? The other team? Hamas isn't a team. This isn't a football game. This isn't the Super Bowl. This isn't a World Series, or this isn't a soccer match or something. There's not a team. But I get it. I chalk it up to Joe Biden talking as Joe Biden does, and probably not thinking about it first and not really realizing that by simply calling Hamas the other team, we'll see what happens here. It's just like an event. It's a sporting event, and somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But really, all in all, we're just teams fighting. It's not about good versus evil, in the sense that when you have Hamas terrorists come across the border and do these atrocities, well, that is evil. That we just can't describe it any other way. So I did take issue with him saying the other team. Really, somebody has to say, Mr. President, don't say the other team, Mr. President. Say Hamas terrorists. They're not a team. They're not team Hamas, right? That's just my thought. So getting back to the editorial, hundreds were killed Tuesday in Gaza City at a hospital crowded with people seeking safe haven. U.S. intelligence officials say the explosion came from a rocket launched by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group that went off prematurely. Among the evidence that's been gathered is a blast analysis that suggests it was a ground explosion rather than an airstrike that hit the hospital, a source told CNN. There was no singular crater suggesting there was a bomb, but there was an extensive fire damage and scattered debris that is consistent with an explosion starting from the ground level, according to the source. And this is something our own Denise Simon talked about, that there seemed to have been a vehicle that she saw there on the actual video feed that might have appeared to have exploded from the inside. So a lot of these things, you know, the initial, and again, going back to this first sentence here, early news reports of the first draft of history. And when it's this wrong, you know, the propaganda machine, it's not just propaganda at that point. It's not just, oh, well, it's more propaganda. It's just more stuff. You know, it's not like that. This actually was a flashpoint to get people, even in this country, to protest and say, look what Israel did. They bombed the hospital. And that was wrong. But it didn't matter because it was reported. And it didn't matter because now people can be outraged. Which, again, Joe Biden, even remember, he told the Israelis, well, don't be too outraged. You know, this don't get carried away with being outraged, because that is, you know, going to not be the right thing to do or something like that. I think they are outraged. But here's the thing I think about the Israeli Defense Forces and the Israeli perspective from where they're coming from when it comes to fighting against terrorists. I think they're pretty controlled in what they want to do. I think they have to plan all the live long day. What do we do if they do this? What do we do if they do that? How are you going to respond? How are you going to move our people around to do this? What, you know, if, in other words, it's a constant having to try to tiger team the terrorists and say to themselves, what if? And this is what we're going to do. So it's not that they just fly off in a fit of rage and go crazy. That's not their mode. That's not what they really do. And that's not, friends, I think, what they are going to ultimately do here. Israel also released an audio recording that said it caught Hamas operatives discussing the blast. The loss of innocent lives is a horrific tragedy, no matter its inevitability during war. Yet while Israel takes steps to curtail the civilian death toll, its enemies do the opposite. The initial attack on Israel was indiscriminate and brutal, calculated to kill innocent men, women, and children. Hamas has also taken innocent Israelis and Americans hostage and threatened to broadcast execution. This is barbarism, the editorial says. And they've got it right on the head, don't they? It is barbarism. It's medievalism. It's these things that we just can't even contemplate. It goes on to say it's also part of a two-part strategy that promotes civilian deaths, and it has been going on for two decades. When used as human shields, civilians provide cover for Hamas military activities, and the resultant casualties serve the group's propaganda interests. Jeffrey White wrote for the Washington Institute in 2014. In short, Hamas is acting more like a guerrilla group fighting an insurgency than a government responsible for the safety of its citizenry. No doubt about that. And I even asked the question earlier in the week, if it's a question of, you know, who should run things, would you want to live under Hamas? Would you want to live under the Hamas, quote-unquote, government? Or would you rather live under the Israeli government in Israel? I think the choice would be pretty easy based on what we've seen. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be right back right after this. Stay right there, because there is much more to talk about as we head through this weekend edition. Don't go anywhere.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages currently held captive by Hamas. This plea follows the recent release of two American hostages to Israeli authorities.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that there are 10 additional unaccounted for Americans in the conflict, and it's suspected that some of them may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. His campaign disclosed Friday that the Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at the Ted Hendricks Stadium. He's slated to be on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I just want to celebrate as well because we made it to the weekend, everybody. And if you've had a week like I've had, then I'm sure you're going to be happy it's the weekend as well. I'm not really complaining. But, you know, things happen in life sometimes, and you just have to kind of keep on rolling forward. And that's what we do here on this program, folks. We're glad to be with you. We're glad to be racing across your radio dial every night. We're glad to be riding along in the truck cabs. We're glad to be played in your office or in your home or in your car if you're traveling. And we are the place for news and politics in the overnights, in the AM, and all across America. Once again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. 59. Now, as we head through this portion of the program and into the next segment, we'll have our next trucker traveler report, and then we're going to pick up and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm really glad to hear her perspective this morning, especially on what's happening with the speakership issue, certainly what's happening in terms of these hostages being released in Israel, and where do we go from here? And also, we're going to be talking, I'm sure, about this $200,000 payment, evidently, direct payment, that went from James Biden to Joe Biden. Right? James to Joe. It's like Biden. James Biden, right? Although I don't think that James Biden is too much an international man of mystery or intrigue, but I don't know. Maybe he is if he's paying Joe Biden $200,000. This from Fox News. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said his panel has uncovered evidence that Joe Biden in 2018 received $200,000 direct payment from his brother, James Biden. And sister-in-law Sarah Biden. It is and is demanding the president answer questions about financial arrangements, quote-unquote, with members of his family. Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, has been leading an investigation into the Biden's family business dealings since January and whether President Biden was involved in those ventures or, quote, personally benefited, unquote, from them. Comer in September issued three subpoenas for the personal business bank records belonging both to Hunter Biden and Biden, James Biden. Okay, I'm latching on to that. Well, it's the weekend. Like I said, we let our hair down a little bit more than we usually do throughout the week, if that's even humanly possible. And caller, just hang on the line there for a moment. We're going to get to you here in just about two shakes. Comer, in a video posted to X, formerly known as Twitter, detailing his committee's latest findings, Comer said the check was written by James Biden to President Biden as a, quote, loan repayment, but questioned the timing. Quote, bank records obtained by the House Committee and Oversight on Oversight and Accountability have revealed a $200,000 direct payment from James and Sarah Biden to Joe Biden in the form of a personal check, he says. And Comer explains that in 2018, James Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. According to a bankruptcy court document, James Biden received these loans based upon representations that his last name Biden could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections, Comer said. So we're going to learn more about this $200,000, I'm sure. The bank records are the things that are going to be one of the most important aspects of seeing if these allegations continue to move forward. And as I've said before, in the whole issue with Joe Biden, it seems that at every turn of the proverbial archaeologist's spade here, you get more stuff about Biden. You get more things to have to follow down. In other words, the allegations themselves don't start dissipating or falling apart or turning into nothing. It actually gets worse, and that, I think, is worse and worse for Joe Biden. All right, let's head over to line number one. Caller patiently waiting on the line there. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from? All right, caller, are you there? What's your name? Hello? Where are you calling from? Yes, caller, hello? Are you there? Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about Netanyahu being a gangster criminal on trial for 2 years with the court there in Israel. They were going to bring the hammer down on him, sentence him to 5 years in jail. So he did this operation going into Gaza, and like Mao Zedong and Stalin, who murdered their own people to consolidate their power. That's this gangster criminal.
Is this Jack in Riverside? Is this Jack in Riverside by any chance? I think it is Jack and Riverside.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, this,
hey, Jack. Okay.
Jack and Riverside.
So what do you think? Do you think Netanyahu did this on purpose, or caused it to happen?
Yes, because he was on trial for 2 years, and the court was going to find him guilty and sentence him to 5 years in jail for taking bribes of millions of dollars, and he would have gone down in history as a former gangster, criminal, prime minister of Israel. But before that could happen, he preemptively joined in with Operation Terror, being run out of Langley by the CIA,
okay,
and Hamas, the CIA executioners, and going into Gaza and bomb the buildings out because it's waterfront property worth billions of dollars, and you get the Palestinians out of there, and it's the warmest beach part of Israel, and you set up the Sheraton Hotel and the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and it's about real estate. He's a gangster,
okay,
and he would have his hands dipped in that. And what we've got to do with the Palestinians is they should go to Jordan, where they're already a majority, and that will be their Palestinian nation.
So
have them in a joint military command with the good people of Israel.
So,
and then they want to bomb out Iran.
Okay. So, Jack, I hear you.
People,
okay. Hold on for a second there, Jack. Yeah, hold on. So all this was, the terrible atrocities, and I'm not trying to be funny, but the terrible atrocities were done in order to stop Netanyahu from being convicted of something, or that they would forget about this somehow?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the court case is now in abeyance. But the thing is, this stuff about blaming Iran, I mean, Brzezinski under Jimmy Carter in 1979 put in that American puppet CIA government that people hate. And we shouldn't bomb Iran. What we got to do is get the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard out of there. People be dancing in the street. And Cyrus the Great's birthday is coming up on October 26th, and
Cyrus
he rescued the Jews from Babylon.
Okay.
And he had a dream from the Jewish God to build them a temple and send them back to Jerusalem, which he did.
Okay.
The Jews called him the Savior. And what I want for a peace plan is I want his birthday, October 26th, to be celebrated as a national birthday holiday in Iran and in Israel.
Okay.
Israel and Iran should become the best of friends over Cyrus the Great. And my peace plan.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jack. I think everybody wants peace. There's no doubt about that. So I don't know. Maybe somehow try to build a bridge with that. I appreciate you calling very much. We're going to head to the break here in about a minute.
Netanyahu's got to go to jail.
Well, we'll see. Who knows? Who knows? But thanks, Jack and Riverside, for calling. Call back anytime, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, everybody. Jack and Riverside, a very interesting sort of perspective there this morning. And so I don't know. I have to tell you, I'm a little skeptical that Netanyahu brought this about. But I think that what's happening in Iran, I don't know that bombing Iran is the answer per se, but... But the idea, of course, that there needs to be consequences if, in fact, we find out that what most people already believe, that Hamas is being run by the Tehran government, there's got to be consequences, But I don't know. I'm all about building bridges. But right now, of course, you've got to stop Hamas. You've got to make sure that the Israeli people who want to live in peace and don't want to fight and don't want to do all these things, that they are safe from these kinds of cowardly sneak attacks that killed women, children, babies, just young people who will never get to grow up. That, my friends, is an atrocity. And so that's where we're at. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. We're going to head into the break, pay a couple of bills, send you a couple of great special messages. And when we come back, we have the next Trucker and Traveler Report. And I have a song lined up. Well, it's the weekend. I'll just say that. And this song ties into the weekend. So you definitely want to stick around. Stay right there because we have more coming up. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we go through the overnight hours. At least on the Saturday morning portion of this program, you might be hearing this program other times during the weekend, and we want to welcome you as well. And so head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, my podcast website. And if you'd like to send me a direct message, if you'd like to let me know what you're thinking about. And, of course, if you're listening to us live this morning, you can call up anytime, 949-822-7959, 949 800-822-7959. And we'd love to talk with you. You know, we're hitting into the next Trucker and Traveler report here. And as I said before the break, and I'm good for my word here, because as I said before the break, I got a song this morning. And perhaps we're at whatever time you're listening to this program on the replays. I got a song for this weekend that, you know, ties into being the weekend. On the Friday show, we played Lover Boys, Everybody's Working for the Weekend. But we've got a great live version of a song that actually ties into, well, I'll just say Saturday. It was actually back in 2005. A live version. I don't think I even have to say the name, right? But I'll say it anyway. Saturday night. All right, we're fighting. We're fighting. You remember that from Goodbye Yellowbrick Road, and just a real rocker, and always a showpiece there, a showstopper, I should say, for any Elton John concert. And of course, Elton John has stopped touring now. We'll probably see him do some specialty things and one-off performances. But this goes back to Live 8, by the way, back in 2005. The band never sounded better, and even through the years, the band just sounded great all the time. And so there you have it, Elton John, classic, and just somebody who obviously could just keep making hit after hit. Amazing. All right, so here, right before we get on the line here with Denise Simon, here in just a couple of minutes, let's take again another look at what's happening weather-wise up in the New England area. We have a lot of rain going through Connecticut, up through Massachusetts. Looks like it's kind of headed more west now from Boston, so doesn't look like you have a lot to worry about there in Boston proper. But if you're in Albany, Hudson Falls, up towards Burlington, Vermont, and on up into Canada, you've got lots and lots of rain going on there right now, especially, of course, if you're down near New Haven or Middletown, Connecticut, definitely have rain in that area. If also Scranton, Pennsylvania. Our friends in Scranton, there's a band of rain heading north out of Scranton, up into New York State, up to Cortland, and up near Janesville, up in New York State. And then we have various and sundry showers around the border with Pennsylvania and Ohio. But up in Wisconsin, as we were talking about last hour, we do have a lot of snow. And that snow now has expanded all over the radar. So if you're in the Rhinelander area, area, all the way down towards Green Bay, you definitely got a lot of snow on the radar map, and then rain going up from the Rhinelander area up through towards Ashland, and then over into, looks like over into Minnesota there, before it crosses up into Canada. Marquette, Michigan, 24 hours ago. In the UP, they had all kinds of rain, but they look like they're pretty clear right now. So the weekend could also be very wet for the Northeast, so be aware of that. And do take every precaution, of course. And if you're traveling across the highways and byways of the land, and if you'd like to hear a particular song for our Truckers and Travelers Report, always feel free to let us know. Always feel free to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to leave me a direct message, or simply give us a call on the telephone line, and you can tell us that way as well as we go across your radio dial all through the overnights. All right, well, speaking about going through the radio dial and the overnights, we got Denise Simon, and she's with us here right now. Good morning, Denise. Happy weekend to you.
Yeah, happy weekend. Good
happy
morning.
Weekend. We made it. Can you believe it?
It was a rough one, wasn't it?
It was. There's a lot going on this week. And, you know, we'll have just a little bit of time here before the top of the hour, but, of course, you'll be with us for almost the majority of next hour. Starting off, what do you hear, what do you think about these two hostages that were released? That is some great news, but has it been confirmed, or what do we know about this at this time?
Yes, it's definitely confirmed. The what is known as the Red Crescent, which is the Middle Eastern version of the Red Cross, was part of the facilitating organization. The mother and daughter are in the hands of the Israeli Defense Force. They have been able to speak with their family. They're from Illinois. And so I am very suspect, though, on how and why these two were released.
That's interesting, and you know, because what's the perspective, you think?
Well, you know, something's kind of sideways on this one with me, because Qatar. Was the one that was apparently leading the negotiations. Now, Qatar is really the headquarters for terrorist factions. Let's not forget that the Taliban 4 that we released from Guantanamo Bay under the Obama administration, that's where they went, is to Doha, to live in luxury. And it is Qatar that has been feeding or allowing monies to flow wherever they needed to go with terror factions. And it is Qatar that is sitting on the $6 billion that South Korea released of Iran's money. So, and they have dominion over how that money is spent. So I'm very suspect with this. Something tells me that either somebody important has been arrested / detained / kidnapped, and they're holding this person or persons in exchange for a release of hostages, or something else is happening there. This one's not. I mean, I could not be more happy for these families. I listened to some interviews last night, but something doesn't sit well with me on how this happened.
Well, and that might be sort of the general thrust of a lot of what we're seeing happening. And, you know, we've moved a lot of this material into the area. We don't know why per se. We understand about a show of force, but it seems like it could be building up to something else that, as you've been saying all week, maybe we don't know about.
Well, look, it was just a couple of days ago, too, that the Department of Defense lied to us in a press briefing, which we'll get to.
That's right. We'll get to on the other side of the break. Denise Simon will be back with us, folks, right after the top of the hour. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.